Yes, greetings to you once again in Jesus' name. I am glad to be here to be able to share right now with you out of the Word of God. And I thank the Lord for not only does His Word feed you, but it feeds me as I search and look up scriptures and to share with you. It is a blessing. And in a sense, we're having a meal together and we're fellowshipping around the Lord Jesus Christ. And our meal is the bread of life from Almighty God. And I'm very appreciative of that. There are so many people in this world that do not have a Bible of their own, never even heard of Jesus or have any clue of who God is. And I just, I'm humbled that we have at our desire, we can have the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, and it's amazing if you think about it, how few people in this world actually have the scriptures. It's quite humbling. God gave us His Word, and I pray that He would spread His Word throughout the rest of this world, and that there would be people in all nations that would be able to receive the Word of God. It is a blessing, and it sets people free, and it gives us the way to salvation through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so, what a blessing we have. And with that, I would like to talk a little bit about one man that followed God that we read about in the Old Testament. When I mention his name, you'll know his story quite well. But this is a man that he followed after God. He had God's leading, and he followed, he obeyed. And that's exactly what Jesus was calling to disciples, that be to the ones he was around in his day, that he walked here on this earth, and to us. Because the Bible tells us that whosoever will, Jesus was saying, whosoever will. And that includes all of us. And so I just thought we'd look at an example here, this for an encouragement, that there's a man that he was daring and bold enough to follow God. He had enough courage to follow God. And you'll see and you'll know here shortly here. I'm going to be in Genesis chapter 12. And I'm going to read, I'll start in the very first part of Genesis 12, and we're going to be reading about Abram. This is before God changed his name to Abraham. Chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And we read this, and it's so familiar to us, we just almost miss sometimes the depth and the amazingness of what's going on here. Here's Abraham, 75 years old. He doesn't have any children, as we read about Abraham, Abram. And here God calls him and says, I want you to get up and go out of this country that you're familiar with. This is where your father's from. It's your country, and your kindred are there. And I'm going to take you to a land. I'm going to show it to you. And I'm going to make a great nation out of you. Now, I'm sure that was quite an amazing thing when God spoke this to Abraham. And I don't know exactly how he spoke it to him, but it just says he did here. But I'm sure there could have been some amazing questions in his head. But it says that Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And so I'm going to pick up back in verse 5. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram, and said unto thy seed, I will give this land. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. So here Abram comes. He comes in from the top of Canaan, and he drops down. He's going south, and he's coming straight on down. And if you look at a map, you can see the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, the Dead Sea. That's all going. If you start at the top and go down, that's kind of the way he was headed that way. And he was obeying God and following the call of God on his life, not knowing the future for sure. Just he knew that God said, I'm going to make a great nation of you. I'm going to give you this land. And here he was. He obeyed God, a great example for us. I'm going to skip over, there's some more scripture here in chapter 12, but let's go over to 13. Again, I encourage you to go back and read. It's good. I just, for lack of time, I need to get another point here. But please go back and read and just refresh your memory about this journey that Abram's taking. Chapter 13, and Abram went up out of Egypt. Man, he went down to Egypt. I guess I better explain this. He went down to Egypt because there was a famine in the land. And so he went on down into Egypt where he could get his sustenance. And now Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, unto a place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. If thou wilt depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest into Zoar. Then Lot chose him all of the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves from one another. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked, and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent, and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron. And he built there an altar unto the Lord. And you know, obedience to the Lord, he had great blessing there. God blessed Abraham. And I just want you to see some of the characteristics. I believe this is what happens when a man is willing to follow God which we've talked about before, that this invitation is for us. When a man follows God, he becomes unselfish. And you see this example with Abraham. He tells Lot, he says, hey, there's strife between us and our herdsmen. I don't want this anymore. We are brethren. We're brothers. He said, let's divide up so that we don't have this strife. And he gives Lot the choice. You know, Abram was he was so much older, and I mean, he by all rights, he could have told Lot, you go over there and I'm going here. But he didn't. He said, you lift up your eyes, look, and you decide. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. And I just really appreciate the attitude there. It's a selfless attitude. He knew God's blessing was on him and that God was going to bless him. And I just appreciate the example he gave to us, that he gave choice to Lot. He said, you decide, and I'll take the leftover, so to speak. And I believe that that's what follows those that believe in Christ and follow him. It becomes a life of looking out for others, being concerned about somebody else and not just me, myself. It's such a imitation of Christ, Jesus himself. He came and made himself of no reputation. He came down and he left his throne above to come down here, to walk on earth and to be crucified, that we might be redeemed. Crucified, buried, and resurrected. And he did all that for us. It's a selfless thing. And Jesus said, whoever will come after me, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And here Abraham was following God. He was obeying and he followed God. And he walked. He wasn't a perfect man. You'll read about that. He had his failures. But he followed God, and he's an example for me and you, a man that followed God, and God's blessing was rich in his life, and he blessed him abundantly, and he walked in the fear of God, and he had God's blessing. I believe that's for us too, not to the same exact extent. God's not saying he's going to give us all this land we walk on and tread on, but if we follow him, we'll have his blessing. It's for us now. It's there. It's ours for the taking if we follow him, if we deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. There's blessing. And I want to learn more about that, and I hope you do too. And I hope that this is a blessing to you and an inspiration as you meditate on these things. May God richly bless you and give you desire to follow him. God bless you.